So hopefully the three segments for today regarding beat the heat and avoiding dehydration and how to handle and survive in the heat will be of some help to tickle your little gray cells in order to make you think about more than just the big disaster, but what you deal with every day. If you go out, what if your car broke down? What if you got stuck walking 2 miles to go to get help? What if you were unable to move to somewhere safe after a disaster without walking out in the sun? What do you have with you today that you are prepared for in order to make it to that location safely, securely, and with your health intact? So remember, hyperthermia, hypothermia, they are the results of extreme temperatures, extreme cold, extreme hot. Hyperthermia is directly connected with heat stroke and with issues of dehydration. That's why I wanted to cover those subjects today. Hopefully I was not too redundant. I don't think you can ever talk about it or say it too many times. It's important that it sinks in. You're all bright enough to understand that, but we get very busy with our lives and the things that demand on us every day. It was really, I thought, important to cover matters that will help you. We have people who work in their vehicles, are out all day in the vehicles, even with the air conditioning. You got to watch out. You'll overheat your car. Make sure you're watching. Make sure that your fluids are up in your vehicles. Make sure that everything is up to snuff because you don't want to blow up your vehicle and then be totally exposed to the elements. You want to be prepared. Have your kit in the car. Like with the winter, you should have a summer kit. You should have loose-fitting light-colored clothing that you can put on so that you can trek out and be cool. You need a wide-brimmed hat. You need lots of fluid. Do not put bottled water in your vehicle in clear bottles that will sit in the heat. When it hits 98 degrees, it leaches toluene into the water and will poison you. You need to have water in heat-resistant, non-leaching bottles, like a 5-gallon bottle that you would use in a water cooler that you can then transfer. The hand pumps for them are really, really cheap. You can get one for $5 in Walmart from Prime. Lots of options. All, as usual, must be done ahead of the need, not after the need. Please, don't wait until you're overheated. People get sick very quickly wearing synthetic fibers out in the heat. It makes it very hard for your body to wick and cool. Wear cotton. Bring extra changes of shirts and things, because if you sweat, you may get embarrassed when you're out if you're working. But better to sweat and evaporate to cool your body than to be overheated and suffer the negative effects. Have an extra pair of extra dark sunglasses all the time, along with the full brimmed hat, so you can put it somewhere in your vehicle, because if you get caught off guard, you will have them with you. If you cycle to a new set, put the old ones in your vehicle so you have them. It's a backup set if you forget them, and if you don't, then you still have them. So remember, you can get sunburned eyes, so protect your eyes. UV proof, UV, high UV protection glasses. Have a spray or a bottle of suntan lotion with you. I, by the way, highly recommend choosing the applications of sunblock that are made for children. Remember, when they banned PVC in products touching the mouth or intaking food or liquid for children, they did not ban it for adults. When they banned BPA-containing plastics for children, they didn't ban it for adults. If it's not good enough for children, it should not be good enough for you. So it's the canary in the coal mine. If you need to choose things that are safe for you, that don't have other chemicals that are going to absorb into your body. These are important things. Come prepared. We are prepared. We are people who prepare and are survivalists or preppers or whatever you call yourself. Don't fall down on the things that will directly affect you at all times. I believe that we have the skills, we have the knowledge, and it won't take a lot of money for you to get yourself in a position where you can cool yourself. A spray bottle, right now, I think you can find them again for a dollar. They come seasonally every year in Walmart, in Dollar Tree. You can find spray bottles that you can put water in that have a fan on the front that run on a AA battery, and it blows so that you're getting that cooling effect of the water mist. Lots of things that you can do to help yourself. I mentioned in the last segment about going to Harbor Freight or going online and purchasing a cooling towel that you can put on yourself to cool using evaporative cooling methods. Hard candies to suck on to keep your moisture up in your mouth so that you don't dry out and it causes you to stop. Because remember, dogs pant in order to cool. It will dry you out even more if you don't. Do things to help yourself. That'll be it for today's show. Until next time, I am your host, Will Hemingway. This is Practice Preparedness. You can find us on practicepreparedness.com. Stay cool. Stay out of the heat. Stay working. Stay vigilant. And as usual, as I always tell you, there is no disaster when you're prepared. Don't wait until it's too late. Be prepared. We're out of here.